Light 100.5 WRCH, Alan, Mike, and Mary in the morning on Light 100.5 WRCH. Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Brought to us by Vernon Manor.
You guys know we call this feature Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut. Well, this week we've got lots of good things to tell you about. Let's start off just around the corner in West Hartford, which was just named one of America's best places to live by Money Magazine. They cited things that we've known about for years: a bustling downtown, parks, hiking trails, easy commuting, and reasonably priced housing. Now, we'll move on to education. According to Zipia, a career services website, Connecticut is the third most educated state in the nation. That's based on the percentage. I know, right? That's based on the percentage of people who have at least a master's degree. Zipia pointed out that Connecticut is committed to helping the residents pursue higher education, and a tech publication took notice, suggesting that tech companies should consider locating in Connecticut because this is where the talented people live. This is big news, too. Forbes magazine surveyed thousands of customers across the country about their local banks, and then they asked about things like trust, branch services, and financial advice. And when they added up all the scores, oh boy, Thomaston Savings Bank was named the best in-state bank in the country. So, let's give a big shout out to Thomaston Savings Bank and add all these to the list of superlatives about our home state, Connecticut. Now, you know you can find pumpkins almost anywhere at this time of year. They're literally everywhere you turn, there's a pumpkin. But if you're going to have a true pumpkin picking experience, you're going to want to head down to the farm. And according to the Connecticut Department of Agriculture, there's over 40 pick-your-own pumpkin farms with pumpkin patches right here in Connecticut. Here's a few patches that offer other fall experiences as well. The Pick and Patch in Avon, they feature hay rides, a farm stand with yummy treats like apple fritters, or Silverman's Farm in Easton, which offers visitors a chance to win their perfect pumpkin if you can guess its weight correctly. Then there's the Bunnell Farm in Litchfield, which offers horse-drawn hay rides to their pumpkin patch and corn maze, and Whittle's Willow Spring Farm in Mystic, where over 20,000 pumpkin seeds are planted each year, and that results in a lot of different pumpkin varieties. You can also enjoy a train or trolley ride to a pumpkin patch at the Railroad Museum in New England. That's in Thomaston. Connecticut Trolley Museum in East Windsor, where you can also decorate a pumpkin, and the Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven. And don't forget, ooh, the Danbury Railway Museum as well. It's time to get picking, Connecticut. Now, our October CT Visit prize pack is up and ready to go. Do you want to win it? Head on over to WRCH.com and click on Contest to win. You could get a gift certificate or two to an evening performance of a Connecticut Christmas Carol at the Terrace Theater. Now, you all know Christmas Carol. Well, this one is a holiday classic with a twist. It features some of Connecticut's most beloved storytellers, including William Gillette, Mark Twain, and P.T.
You know,
Barnum.
It sold out last year.
Did
people
it really?
Loved it.
It's supposed to be fantastic. Plus, a gift certificate for one tasting flight of six ciders at the New England Cider Company. And along with it, Connecticut Still Love Revolutionary swag. This includes a tote bag and a t-shirt. WRCH.com. Click on Contest and get yourself entered to win.